This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Let's go. Lots of texts in the first hour on a variety of topics. Mark Fry is here. He's ready to go. It's been a bit of time.
Yes.
He'll jump in. We want you, as always, whether it's Susie, Mark, anybody who's here, to chime in with your own overrated, underrated, properly rated. Text away. 651-461-9226. What do you have, sir?
Well, it's just good to be welcome back to the show after
being let go,
so I appreciate that. Overrated is...
I must have missed when you were let go.
It's in the email somewhere. I don't know.
It's anyways, in the trades.
Yeah, it's somewhere. Overrated, I'm going to start off with the weekend of college football was very good. Indiana beating Ohio State. I mean, just that's phenomenal.
Can we just stop on that for a second?
Yeah.
If I would have told you, how old are you now, Mark?
I am 34.
34. So let's say by 14 you were a college football fan, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I would have told you 20 years ago that Indiana's going to hire this cranky coach who just starts saying right away, all I do is win. Bleep Purdue, bleep Michigan, beat Ohio State. And in his second year, he's going to go to the Big Ten championship game, beat him, and he's now has the number one ranked team in the country. You would have said,
no way.
I'm not doing drugs this early. Stop telling me that. It's not possible.
So my overrated has to do with the people who are upset about all these teams opting out of bowl games. Notre Dame says they're not going to a bowl game. Iowa State, which really doesn't have a team right now. I mean, I don't really get the argument because, A, the players don't really owe the fans anything, in my opinion. They've played the games, and if they feel like their team is not in a suitable position to play a bowl game, I don't think that's the case for Notre Dame, but like Iowa State, for instance, they don't know who would even go out on the field for a bowl game. So I just think there's a lot of talk and complaints about this when it's sort of the environment we're in of college football.
Okay, I think that there's separating that, though. You're right. If a coach leaves or you're injury ravaged, that's one thing. But, and again, I thought Notre Dame was screwed. I mean.
Oh, for sure.
Alabama got basically boat raced. Okay, Georgia, stop playing the game. At some point, they should go. I'm sorry, right. Alabama has to go. I mean, we play this game with the two other schools, too, who clearly are not the 12 best teams, among the 12 best teams, but I don't want 9 SEC teams and 3 Big Ten teams either.
Right.
But Notre Dame, to me, is pouting a little bit. It's like...
A lot, Ben.
Like, a lot.
A bunch of babies.
I mean, just...
Oh, you didn't pick us. Well, then we're not going to play anywhere.
But, like, what's the point of them playing? I mean, they're not going to have their roster. They're not going to have anyone really stay to play this game. So
Notre Dame's... Okay, so you think what, 15 Notre Dame guys? They would have all played if they made the college football playoffs,
right? Yeah, but
they're
not going to go play in a meaningless bowl game.
It's what every Gopher coach has always said. It's the practices, Mark.
God,
it's
my about the practices. My father from heaven is, what about those 15 practices? God, I just would dread it. Please, I'd set the over-under with Patrick. How many 15 practice stories are we going to get? But okay, not everybody with Notre Dame's going to the pro game. How many guys do you think wouldn't have played?
Well, you take in the transfer portal. You don't know how many people are. I already saw one of their quarterbacks is transferring, so I don't know. I would say
buck
the turnover
up and play the game, Notre Dame.
Let the kids get the swag bag. Come on, that's worth a few hundred bucks.
Yeah, the swag bag can be kind of sweet.
Yes, it can.
I got one once. It was very cool at the Rose Bowl.
You did get a swag bag.
It was cool.
What was in there?
Oh, we got to like pick from a suite of stuff. So it was like you had like different points you could spend. Like you could get a massage chair. I skipped out on that, but it was very cool.
Wow.
Yeah,
so
it was,
you were playing tight end for the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, no, I was a video person for when they went to the Rose Bowl.
So. Yeah, mm-hmm. What did you take instead of the massage chair?
I don't even remember. This was 10 years ago.
Seems like a good chair to take, right, Dave? I'd like a massage chair.
Yeah.
You know,
that was fun.
For the Gophers, when they're going to the Phoenix one, they get a map of where I hung out when I was going to school in Tempe.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, I offered up. I called PJ, and I said, Phil, I got an idea, and he liked it.
So they get to take the Hartman bus tour, too?
Yeah, the Dash, where I had a lot of Mexican food. Vista del Cerro, where my apartment was. How I went to Papago and claimed I was $18. $18. I mean, 18 years old, so I paid $3.50 for four.
The lecture hall where you didn't learn math?
I don't know those. I don't know where those are. The Devil House, where I think it started at 5 to 6, where it's 5 for 1. So the lads will get that.
That's a great establishment name, too.
Yeah, it is. So we're kind of pushing back a little at you're overrated.
That's all right. I expected it. Yeah. Underrated, just a good comedy show is so underrated. I went to see Mark Normand at Mystic Lake, and he is one of my favorite comedians, like, of today. He's just so witty, so quick. The opener, I don't know who he was. He was from Minneapolis, struggled a little bit. It's good to see.
Oh, just because he's Mr. Iowa.
No,
did you hear that?
I'm saying
he's from Minneapolis.
I love the
so
Minneapolis comedy scene, but it was just, it's good to see like a little bit of a bomb sometimes at a comedy show.
What do you think, Dave? If you're going to get the hit later, okay, if you're going to get the success, now, how many, did you just one warm up act?
One, yeah, so it was one, maybe 15 minutes, and then Mark came on. So.
Does Dave Harrigan want the 15-minute bomb?
No.
I wouldn't say it was a complete bomb, but it was teetering. It was close.
Teetering on the bomb, Dave. Right. Sounds like something Trump would say. Is it a bomb? It's kind of like a bomb, you know?
It's got the framework of a bomb.
Yeah. Call the bomb.
See, when I go to a comedy show, this is just me, I prefer to laugh.
Yeah.
That's
you prefer enjoyment.
You can laugh at a bomb.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Here, I'll take a bomb if it's one of those. I get two warm up acts, and they're both like about 5-7 minutes.
Yeah, that's
if something. One of them for like 5 minutes is falling okay, but 15 minutes of. I mean, it's like listening to Adam Carter when he hosts the show by himself. I mean, I don't need to hear that.
You give it 15 minutes?
Not really. Okay. I've learned over the years. Mr. Skier, like he's sending me videos now with filthy comments while he's skiing.
Wow.
You know, like he could be a Buck Hill. I don't know where he is. This could have been like from 10 years ago. You know?
Properly rated, my final one. The annual Santa picture last year went phenomenal. Got a smile. Everyone was happy. This year, just screaming and... Not good. But it was photo, you know, it was perfect for the picture.
Oh, I think every parent has a story like that. Okay, first of all, how much did it cost?
I think $50.
I know. It's
way just, too much.
It's just
also this
absolutely
Santa,
out of control.
What Santa could have played Santa for the Wolves. He's like 6'8". He's
maybe
a
with Rudy.
Can he play point guard? They could use him right now. We had it for a while. This is back in the VHS era where you could bring, here's the video. Here are the kids 1 year. Here are the kids next year. And then 1 year they were like, nope, digital. And you're like, okay. But yeah, I mean, we had numerous stories where Hunter was pretty much afraid of all mascots. I've told the story before. I'll go real quick. The late, great John Hankinson and his wife Bonnie, we go to a Gopher hockey game, right? Turns out we had decent seats, and we're behind the Hankinsons. We're talking, and Hunter is like, he's like Patrick Mahomes surveying the zone defense, looking for goal to go for. I'm like, he's not coming. He's not coming. I will make sure if he comes near, I will wave off goalie gopher. John and Bonnie Hankinson are Mr. and Mrs. University of Minnesota. And after the first period, who sneaks up from behind us and taps Hunter on the shoulder? Goldie Gopher himself, and like a Gopher wide receiver, has never moved that alacrity. Hunter takes off into the concourse, and I am sprinting after my kid. And I can hear John and Bonnie in the background, sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, now we need to add this to this conversation because you were sharing a little bit of this as the show crossover was taking place. Jordana wasn't in today, so it's a little bit of the Josephson experience. And David Josephson told us, I don't believe in Santa. My kids don't believe in Santa. And we're never taking our kids to Santa. And his kids are like, what? 8 and 5? Aren't they about your
They're
kids' age?
Slightly younger than mine, but right in that range, yeah.
7 and 4. Who is this guy? Right away tells him to not believe in Santa. Yes or no, should they lose their children?
They should have lost their children.
Yeah. What do you think of this, Fry?
Yeah, that's a tough look to each their own, but that's, I mean, he's the Grinch. I would just come out and say he's...
To each his own, very tepid. Yeah. No, we're saying he should lose the children. You're like, well, to each his own. Who decides right away their kids don't get to believe in Santa? You know who does? A family that doesn't like dogs, because let's remember, Dave's mom had like 40 dogs, and none of them ever were allowed to get inside.
Mm-hmm.
Never, like at the coldest moment of winter, the Josephson family would not allow the dogs inside. He comes off as this nice, reasonable, kind person. He might be a psychopath.
Oh, he is a psychopath. He's also the one, speaking of dogs, he's scoffed at people who claim dogs are a part of their family.
Yes.
Not they're as important of the as the kids or the husband, wife, but they're a part of the...
I think you should be arrested.
Thank you. Thank you.
Start you, dog is part of the family. Dogs are never allowed inside, and right away told the children, Santa doesn't exist.
All your friends are going to believe in this magic thing of Christmas? Ruin it for them. That's what he says.
That's your good neighbor right there on the 9 to noon show. Never forget.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What do we have for our music theme, Dave Harrigan?
We have tunes. Well, 45 years ago today.
Yeah.
I would say is probably, well, is it the most iconic moment of Monday Night Football history when Howard Cosell jumped on the mic and said, John Lennon has been shot?
Yeah. We're getting to that with Rapid Fire Radio, so
we have tunes by and about John Lennon today. 45 years ago. He would have been 85 today if he were still with us.
I just saw his pal, I don't know, what was that, about 6 weeks ago at U.S. Bank, and he was brilliant, and he had John up there a lot. Yeah. I was not watching the game. I remember my father drove me to school. Heard it right there. John Lennon. I just could not believe it. My father's like, wasn't phased at all. Probably thought he was a lineman for somebody. You know? But yeah, John Lennon. Unbelievable. All right. What do you have, sir?
I've got a couple football-related ones, too. We'll start with the complainers online or wherever to their buddies, whoever it was. The complainers amongst the Vikings fans who are now upset that the Vikings won yesterday because it is ruining draft position.
They wanted to run the table of losses.
Oh, get over yourselves. Complain, complain, complain about the team losing. Then they finally play a good game. You see life from the quarterback. And see, now we're not going to get a good draft pick. Like the GM can be trusted with a good draft pick now anyway. I don't know why we're complaining about that, but just enjoy a win. Be happy the kid quarterback actually showed that maybe he's got something.
He can throw the ball forward.
Yeah, that'd be good. Team just loves complaining. The fan base, I should say, just loves complaining.
Well, we also have a mutual friend, one Judd Zolga.
We are,
We both are very good friends with, and he's a great human. But if any team gets like two games below 500.
Tank.
I mean, Judd is the tankologist. Yes. Right. I mean, it could be the Twins, and I know this is a shock to believe, the Twins could be like 2-8. Judd's already tank.
Now to a fan base that should have been complaining yesterday. That would be the Kansas City Chiefs fans. Do their wide receivers and tight end group led by Jason Kelce, do they know they can catch the ball when it's thrown to them?
No.
Watching the second half last night, it was drop-a-palooza.
Kelce,
he's done. He's cooked.
He lost a bunch of weight trying to bring himself back. He looks great.
He's getting in marriage shape.
He'll look good for the pictures, but those things that are connected to his forearms, they don't work anymore.
Mm-mm. No.
No, he's dropping a lot of them, and they've had an amazing run. You know what the Chiefs fans are now saying? Tank. Let's get a better pick.
Just find a receiver who can catch the ball.
Yeah.
Start there. Last one for me, an underrated. Every time that we get a new episode of the Letterman interview series, where my next guest needs no introduction, I get excited, and so I watch the Letterman and Adam Sandler one that popped out over the weekend. My goodness, Letterman has still got it. He is still as sharp as ever. And Adam Sandler is... I mean, still just comes off as the nicest, most genuine individual in the world. It was so enjoyable.
I started that and then got distracted, so it's on the list. Listen, I will perpetually, of the four or five people I will never leave the tank for, Letterman, Eddie Murphy, Larry David, of course. Letterman is absolutely brilliant. And his dramatic change from NBC Letterman, right, where, again, that's the Letterman show I preferred, but where he just was a bleep a lot, you know, and just complete indifference on most interviews to becoming one of the best interviewers on the planet.
That's still a bleep once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Fully capable. Sure. Yeah. Like, I think his initial instinct on NBC was just to be that guy. And then he waited for it on CBS. Now, for me, you know, Sandler's had so many misses on movies. So many misses. But I'm with you. Whenever he's interviewed, first, just decency and kindness and all these big names who will go out of their way to say what a great person he is. And now he's back in the mix because this Jay Kelly movie, which is going to come out soon, where I'm intrigued by it because I'm a big Clooney guy. But, I mean, to me, it just seems like George Clooney's playing George Clooney in Jay Kelly. Isn't he like where he's a star? He's getting older. What's his life like? Kind of seems like he's playing George Clooney, and he'll be great at it. But Sandler is drawing rave reviews, and so I will greatly look at. Now, Mark, I did not watch the Caitlin one. I'm behind on that. How was the Letterman Caitlin?
It was very good. I actually, the one that stood out to me, I mean, the Caitlin Clark one was phenomenal, but the Kevin Durant one was probably my favorite one.
Really?
Just because you never get to see a side of like that of Kevin Durant other than maybe just something on social media. So that was just really cool.
There have been a lot. The Jay-Z one was excellent. Oh, the Obama one was great. I'd love if he could sit down with Trump. Think about how great Trump was when Trump was apparently the guy that everybody sees behind the scenes. He's still that guy. Funny, I'd like to see that guy when he's actually the president. But that would be really, really good. Speaking of Trump, how about never underestimate the young man's chutzpah when he has decided when it's his birthday next year that all of us will be able to get into national parks for free. And he has removed. What a coincidence that he's removed these two holidays. Let's see if we can think of why. MLK Day and Juneteenth. You will not get in on MLK Day and Juneteenth for free, but you will on his birthday. This is very Kim Jong-un-like, isn't it? Where you're on your birthday, we're celebrating things like that. Man, oh man. His belief in himself is properly rated. I mean, it can't be underrated,
no,
can it?
It can't.
I mean, it just can't. I talked, maybe it was even last week, where I finished The Beast in Me. That was Matthew Rhys as a villainous individual who was suspected of murder. And he moves near Claire Danes, who's a writer who had success earlier, but has just hit a dry spell, can't find a book, and how they intertwine together. And I gave that like a B to B plus, okay? And I love Rhys because of the Americans, because of Perry Mason, some other things. And just seeing him play that role was great. I kind of felt like she's played a version of that. But now I'm late to it, and I know it's one of the darlings of the year. But we have started Task, the HBO show, with Mark Ruffalo, head of a task force with the FBI, trying to track down individuals. I won't give it all away. No, not even close. But trying to track down individuals who know what they're doing. They're criminals themselves. They're tracking down, like, small drug groups. And they want to get their money. So they're arresting them. And then Ruffalo has all sorts of sadness in his family. And all this all comes together. For all the folks who told me early in the year, it's tremendous. It is so far. Wow. Is this really, really good? Tom Brady. This show, you included, were like, just not that good. Tom Brady's improved. I think he's noticeably improved as an analyst. He's not Olsen. He's not Collinsworth. He's not Aikman. But watching the fourth quarter of the Bears-Packers game, very good game, by the way.
Yeah.
Really good game. He's a lot better.
Loosened up.
Loosened up. The energy's there. Mark, I want more details. I want more in modern data that Olsen's so good at. But, I mean, they did drop him in the ocean last year and said, hey, you know, you're Tom Brady. You're going to call the Super Bowl. And he was okay at best.
Well, then you had like Tony Romo, who was just like so good at the beginning, but then it's just like, I mean, what happened to that? So, Tom Brady obviously knows the game, so it's easier said than done, though, when you're trying to portray that. And
so setting. Right on Romo. My God, is he dropped. I occasionally have been known to make fun of somebody for something. I know it's a shocker, including my lovely ex-wife, Kathleen, who every time she sends a text, hi, you know, can't type hi. Okay. And it's just like, can't you just type it? Well, now I wasn't in a Siri mode for a while, but now I'm in like a Siri mode where I'm basically Kathleen now. I mean, I'm just using Siri over and over. And I'm expecting Siri later today say, just give me some space. You know, the heart will grow fonder if we're not by each other all the time. I am just using too much Siri. The Jersey Mike commercials, always a fan. But Eli Manning within the Jersey Mike commercials, the dynamic with Danny DeVito. Who would have guessed that Eli Manning would turn out to be this funny?
It's a trait of the Mannings.
It is.
They are a funny family.
They are a funny family. From the, what was the QB? Is it that Glenn Powell had made like a
mini series?
Chad Powers?
Yep.
Yes.
Chad Powers. Right? Yep. To how underrated he is on the Manning broadcast on ESPN. And then the Jersey Mike's. I mean, the one where he's dressed like Danny DeVito. It's really good stuff. Thank you, Mark.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, back anytime. In the fold. Anytime. And he was excellent as always. A feature I saw on 60 Minutes that terrified me. Let's discuss that when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.